says she first met him in the late 1990s. They had cocktails. He invited her to his hotel room. The whole story might be shocking if it weren't so darned familiar.
It was pretty simple. It wasn't complicated. And I was aware that he was married. And I was also aware that I was involved in a very inappropriate situation, relationship.
That's Ginger White speaking on Fox News about the 13-year extramarital affair she says she had with Republican presidential candidate Herman Cain. Ginger White says the relationship ended soon before he announced that he was running for office.
I couldn't imagine anyone coming out and lying about this. You know, who would want this? Mm-hmm. It's really not been fun.
White's story is different from that of several other women who've come forward in that she is not alleging sexual harassment. Tuesday, though, Herman Cain told his aides he is reassessing his campaign. He's still officially in the race at this point, but he's said to have told his staff members that these charges, these various allegations, have taken an emotional toll on his family.
Oh, he wants to spend more time with his family
yes,
now?
That's yeah, just
oh,
the
yeah,
old...
Sure,
yeah,
that's going to work. That's going to work out really well, Herman.
His family aside, the question really is does Dennis's allegations mar his candidacy as a viable candidate? We've been asking you this,
well,
and you've had a lot to say.
He says
well,
that
no,
it has.
He says that it's
reassessing
been too stressful.
His campaign.
He says it's too stressful at this point.
It's over for him.
So one listener texted us this. The betrayal of his marriage is worth leaving the race over, but the degradation and harassment of women isn't. Nice priorities there. And another listener says these accusations of adultery should be the least of voters' concerns.
This is David in North Miami Beach, Florida. I am less offended by Herman Cain's infidelities than the fact he doesn't seem to know much of anything about foreign or domestic policy.
All right, so has sexual harassment and adultery allegations distracted us from 999? Joining us now is Noel Biederman, founder and chief executive officer of AshleyMadison.com, which is a website that allows married people to discreetly find a partner to have an affair with. Good morning, Noel.
Good morning.
And Ed Young is pastor at Fellowship Church and author of the book Sexperiment. Ed, you know, I wanted to ask you because the comment you just heard from one of the listeners is pretty common from many of our listeners. And in fact, we were speaking with political strategist Ron Christie, who says he thinks Herman Cain's campaign is doomed not because of morality, but because people are just sick of hearing nothing but scandal about him. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, that is very problematic. And the situation is, you know, when there is a relationship like this, when there is an affair, adultery, especially long-term, you know, you're going to have to deal with the consequences. And, you know, you have the kicks, which would be the fun part, but then the kickbacks are wicked. And I think Herman Cain is experiencing that right now.
Well, Noel Biederman, since this whole model is kind of what your business model is, you know, let me ask you about the morality in and of itself, because we've had a lot of texts from listeners like this one. Caitlin in Brooklyn writes, adultery definitely matters. If a candidate is incapable of being faithful to his or her spouse, how can I trust they will be faithful to me as a citizen? And, you know, as I mentioned in the intro, this is not something, I mean, Herman Cain is a presidential candidate, but it's also something that came up around Newt Gingrich. It's certainly been true of a number of other presidents. Does adultery mean that someone is having problems with, they can't be trusted, I guess?
Oh, yes. No. What else does it mean?
I strongly disagree. You can't assume there's some sort of massive character flaw in someone because they are unfaithful to their partner. They're doing that because of a void in their personal relationship. If we removed every CEO from their executive duty, every politician, every athlete we adore, every entertainer from doing their job because they are unfaithful, we would be a very boring society.
Wait. You're saying there's a moral imperative to fill your void with other chick?
I'm saying it has nothing to do with morality. I'm saying that there's no socio data that says that just because you lie to your partner means that somehow you're going to lie to your constituents. There's no correlation between the two.
Where do you vote? What planet do you vote on?
Okay, thanks, John. Ed, let's go back to you real quickly, because it sounds like you're suggesting that someone should make their vote partially based on what they think of the candidate's moral character.
Definitely, because who you are when no one's looking is who you are, and I don't believe you can compartmentalize your life and say, okay, I'm this way in this situation, but publicly I'm this. So I think it is all fluid. It transcends everything we do, our morality or immorality. So
you think we should not have cast a vote, for example?
Others.
Ed, do you think people should not have cast votes then for Jefferson? Should they not have cast votes for FDR? He got elected a large number of times.
Exactly. I'm not saying at all that there's not forgiveness and reconciliation. I'm just saying when there is an habitual immorality, when there is a situation where someone is saying one thing and doing totally the opposite, that's when you really have to look at it. But I just feel, again, that when we know these things about people for sure, then it's something that we have to think about, we have to accept, we have to get real about, because, again, what happens in private affects what happens in public. And I don't care who you are or what you do. I've seen it in all socioeconomic levels, and I've seen it in all different types of marital situations.
Well, that's Ed Young, a pastor at Fellowship Church and author of the book Sexperiment. And let me go back to you, Noel Biederman, founder and chief executive author of AshleyMadison.com. That's a website that actually helps to set up these discreet affairs between married people. So, Noel, from what I understand, part of the argument, on your side at least, is that in some cases, these political marriages are like what we think of as a royal marriage. Sometimes they're done in order, they're transacted, I guess, in order to set someone's political power in place, and they're not necessarily happy marriages, and that makes adultery okay?
That's their personal lives, and so you hit on that exact point. FDR didn't break his promises to his citizenry. President Clinton didn't break his promises to his citizenry, and in the end, you have to look at the real America, the America that attends strip clubs more often than attends Broadway, right? And I think what we end up doing is somehow glorifying or categorizing ourselves incorrectly. And the bottom line is, if you want to elect Newt Gingrich, do it because you think he's going to be a talented politician. Don't worry about what he does or doesn't do in his personal life.
Well,
I think that's the tragedy of what we're going to.
Well, but nobody bases their vote entirely on stuff like this.
I think they do, because you end up trumping people out a potential candidacy, they end up resigning. Whether it's Elliot Spitzer, Wiener, there's been tons of talented politicians until that was disclosed.
Spitzer resigned.
Well, but let me ask you real quickly, Noel, is there a difference than if somebody lies about it? I mean, if they then lie about whether they had the affair or not, does that make the morality question different?
Well, that's what it comes up to. So now they're lying to, say, the press or whatever. Yeah, that gets them into a slippery slope. I think at that point, if they're really focused on their career, they should just be honest about it and say, yeah, I made this mistake, but it doesn't stop me from being effective. Once they start lying to the rest of people, that's where the trust breaks down. But between them and their spouse, that should remain between them and their spouse.
All right, that's Noel Biederman, founder and chief executive officer of AshleyMadison.com. And Ed Young is pastor at Fellowship Church. So Ed, you made an interesting side comment before, which is that if we know for sure about the adultery, that means if there's just rumors or allegations, which is the case at this point with Herman Cain, that we shouldn't let it affect our vote. Is that accurate?
It is accurate. And I think adultery is betrayal in the ultimate sense of the word, because you are being dishonest with your spouse on a multifaceted level, and then you're living a lie. So I believe it does affect who you are. But let me say this. I mean, I've also seen a number of marriages who've received forgiveness, who have turned the page, who have recovered from adultery. But I just have seen it, again, in all different shapes and forms, from those who don't have very much to those who have enough, that adultery matters, and I think there's a better way,
yeah.
And that's why this book.
Well, we'll have to end it there.
That I've written,
we'll have to end it there. Ed Young is Republican and pastor at Fellowship Church. The book he's talking about is his book, Sexperiment. And Noel Biederman is a founder and chief executive officer of AshleyMadison.com. We definitely want to get your views on this as well. Do you think a candidate's personal values, maybe allegations of adultery, affect your vote for them or against them? Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
Or you can go to thetakeaway.org. All kinds of ways to be a part of the conversation on this program. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. This is The Takeaway.